Quote, "In the ultimate sense, the mind too cannot be real. How can the mind that apprehends only the false nature of physical form and appears in various aspects be real? Just as physical forms are false, since the mind does not exist separately from physical forms, which are false, it too is false. Just as physical forms possess various aspects, and their identities are neither one nor many, similarly, since the mind is not different from them, its identity too is neither one nor many. Therefore, the mind by nature is like an illusion." End of quote. Even among Buddhist schools of thought, the interpretation of the meaning of emptiness differs. We need to develop a broad perspective, enabling us to see the wholeness of the Buddhist philosophy rather than its fragments. The views presented by the lower school should directly or indirectly aid the practitioner in realizing the views of the higher schools. The above passage deals with the selflessness of phenomena as it is presented exclusively by the Madhyamaka school. According to this school, every phenomenon is a mere label imputed by the mind. It is not only external existence, but the mind that perceives the various categories of false phenomena that is devoid of true existence. In this way, the Madhyamakas assert that all phenomena, external or internal, lack true existence, or do not exist ultimately. When things appear to the mind, they appear to exist truly, but in reality, they lack such an identity. There is a discrepancy between the way things appear and the way they exist. Such a discrepancy is unacceptable as the ultimate nature of a phenomenon. Therefore, all phenomena are devoid of true existence.